Good morning. And again, congratulations to graduates and families. We pray you're having a wonderful holiday weekend together. I would like to begin just by offering my sincere gratitude. I want to thank you. Last week you threw a party for me, and I enjoyed that. Hope you did too. But even more so, I learned early on in my career that a priest needs a community to pray with and to be a part of. And when I retired and came up to Fort Collins, you said, well, we'll be that community. And I am grateful for that, for you. As many of you know, this is the weekend, actually, of my 50th anniversary. Yesterday, I celebrated Mass at St. Joseph's Parish, the 4 o'clock Mass, because that was the actual anniversary of the ordination date. I debated at length whether to do it there or here. But, you know, I was baptized there, I went to school there, I made my first Mass there, I was pastor there, and so it kind of fit that I would celebrate that Mass there. But I'm pleased today to celebrate with you today, and in fact I brought along the same sermon I gave yesterday because it is based upon the Feast of the Holy Trinity. But what it really is, it's a sermon that's been, I guess, being formed for 50 years. And especially in this last year, as I contemplated, you know, 50 years, and what have I learned in all this time that I could share with you? And I have several things that I am grateful to share with you this day, based not so much on the scriptures of the day, but based more on the heart of the preacher, okay? So a little more personal than that. We celebrate today the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. It's a mystery, the mystery of the Holy Trinity. And, you know, we call them Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but their importance is not in their names. Their importance is in their relationship. And that is to say, the relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that relationship is love. It's perfect love, to be exact. And we give thanks for that, not only because God has revealed to us His self to us, but also because by being Trinity and creating us out of love, God has called us into relationship. And what a blessing that is. We use various names for God. Scripture is filled with names for God. The world and world history is filled with many, many names for God. And one of the reasons there are so many is because any name is inadequate. You know, when we use the word just God itself, we've already compromised the truth, the mystery of which we are speaking, because words can never conjure up fully the reality that is our God. We use these words, though, even though they may be inadequate, because they invite us into relationship with God. We seek understanding of who God is and who God wants to be in our life. And so most of the names that we use for God are words that are familiar to us in other realities. And we say, well, God is a bit like this. So God is like a king, perhaps, or a lord. God is like a father. God is like many other things such as those. Those names, several of them have become very important to me and have revealed in themselves, in a sense, to me over these years as being important in my relationship with God. And I'd like to share several of those with you today. One of those, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. And I believe that the truth is what we all seek. In fact, everyone seeks the truth. And by recognizing that the truth is a synonym for God, we discover that everyone is searching for God, each in their own way, of course. You know, some of us, we all use our own life experience. And we start off with the advice of trusted advisors, usually our parents, but other people who have been important to us in our life. Some people go the route of searching for the truth through science or education. For people of faith, we look out of our religious context. And that is true whether we be Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu or whatever. It is out of that context we search for the truth. We search for God. For Christians, of course, the truth is a person, Jesus. And so he is for us the opportunity to discover the truth, to know our God. In my own life and my own life experience, I am amazed constantly by the depth of the wisdom of our Catholic tradition. That is to say, you know, our scriptures, our stories, our liturgies, our teachings, our history, our laws, all of which, you know, are born from tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of generations of people who have searched for the truth, of people who have searched for God. And they have shared that with us, and it comes to us today in this beautiful Catholic life that we share. Another name for God that we have heard oftentimes is love, right? God is love, John tells us. And we know, you know, that invites us to identify who we are and how we are. But here, Jesus challenges us. Especially powerful for me, one of the privileges of being a priest is I get to say Mass. And I hold up that bread and I say, this is my body given for you. And then I hold up the cup, my blood poured out for you for forgiveness. Powerful lessons on true love. Jesus adds, love your enemy. Of course, we sometimes wish he wouldn't have done that, but he did. And love, we know from him, who is love, is sacrificial and universal. It is the cross that leads us to the truth. Another name that Jesus used, in fact, the name that Jesus' favorite title for God that we heard in our second reading today is Abba, right? Father. When he taught us to pray, he said, pray thee our Father. And so we do. And I, you know, those two words, they really say it all. They tell us what our relationship is with God, and they tell us what our relationship is with one another. Our Father could be our creedal statement, I do believe. Be a little shorter than the one we use now. In John's Gospel, there are many titles for God. All of the I am passages that Jesus teaches, you know, I am the bread of life, I am the vine, I am the light of the world, and so forth. One of the lessons he teaches there, he says, be compassionate as God is compassionate. And as I'm thinking, as I was reflecting and preparing for today, for this weekend celebration, thinking, have I learned anything? Has anything changed in me? I think this would be it. And it's one that I want to emphasize today. Be compassionate as God is compassionate. It has been a life lesson to me. In, again, the privilege of a priest is you have a special relationship with the people you serve. You know, I've been there in times of great joy, you know, weddings and baptisms and other great occasions in family life. I've also been there in times of deep sorrow, you know, funerals and other times of loss or illness and that sort of thing. So you have shared with me through the sacrament of reconciliation, you've shared your heart and soul with me by counseling and just the trust that you place in your priests. It humbles me, but also has taught me so very much. I keep on my phone a quote, and I look at it many times every day. It says, everyone you meet is carrying some burden about which you know nothing. Everyone you meet is carrying some burden about which you know nothing. It ends by saying, be kind. It is my personal conviction that every person is doing the best they can. I mean, you know, sometime we're thrown into this world, our life, right? And gradually we become aware I'm alive and I'm a unique human being. There's never been or never will be anyone like me. And I have one shot at life. We all know this. And so we set out to take control of our life and to run our life. But then life happens, right? Then, you know, tragedy comes into our life or loss. Then we find the effects of our own physical, mental, and spiritual abilities. Sometimes, you know, we make choices and make bad choices, perhaps, that spiral out of control. But in any case, I think everyone is doing the best they can with the life that they have. And if they behave badly, and we look out and we see a lot of people who are making some real bad choices and not doing very good, by our opinion, in running their own life. But I've experienced that oftentimes people who inflict pain on another do so out of their own pain, out of their own sufferings. There are so many people who are abused in this life, physically, mentally, or spiritually, or sexually. The numbers are quite high according to the statistics, and I believe from my own experience those numbers should be higher still. Many people, lives have been affected because they have not received the kind of nurture that every human being deserves as a birthright. Many of the people that we meet each day, even though we may not know it, are in survival mode and just trying to get through a day. They don't need us to make their life more difficult by our judgments or our demands. What they really need is our help. What they need is our love. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity, and it is a celebration of the unity that true love makes possible, uniting all people. Because God has revealed self to us as Father, Son, and Spirit, because God is Father, Son, and Spirit, we were created in love. Love is our highest calling. Love is who we are. Love is why we are here. And on this feast, which celebrates relationships, today we celebrate more than anything else that we are family.